Hi Gisel, it is a very notable event for me to be able to have an interview with a heavy metal icon as you are. Thank you for giving me this chance. Originally you had not planned a new studio album. How did it happen that on April in this year 2009 your album The Devil You Know was released?
Well, initially we got together to do a tour in 2007, and we had such a good time on the tour that when it came to the end of 2007, we sort of thought, well, it's been really successful. And it was the first time that we'd ever toured as Heaven and Hell. And we thought, let's try and put together an album and put out a Heaven and Hell album, just so, you know, we've got something, a sort of legacy to leave. And we had about 3 or 4 months off. We all wrote different stuff and we got together in Los Angeles. And Tony had tons of different riffs. I had some riffs. Ronnie had songs, and we put them all together and picked out the ones that we wanted to work on. And it just came together really fast, really quickly. And went in the studio. Recorded the album, and then obviously to promote the album, this is why we're on tour. It happened, it wasn't forced or anything, it's just that it felt really natural to go back in the studio and do a new album.
What does the title of your latest album, Actuality, mean? I have here an interview with Ronnie, and Ronnie speak here. Tell this question, please, either.
It's an English saying, it's better the devil you know. And it's sort of saying that it may be called Heaven and Hell, but really it's Black Sabbath kind of thing. And it's like, it's the old devil you know. It's just an English saying for something that, if you're not quite sure about something, then you go with the person that you can trust more than the other person. So it's just a play on words.
What was the main reason for the decision to record your songs in Rockfeld in Wales or not in the United States? Why?
Well, we've been to Rockfeld ever since Black Sabbath started in 1969. Yep. Rockfeld was the first place that we ever got together to prepare for an album. And we've been going there since we've been together, since 1969. So. We wanted a studio where everybody could be together, a live-in studio. And there's not many live-in studios left in the world now, you know. And that one, we did Dehumanizer there in 1992. So we knew what to expect by going back there. And it's just somewhere that we feel comfortable going back to.
How seriously do you take the lyrics of the songs, Bible Black or Atom? Bible, for example.
Well, I think Ronnie wrote the lyrics, so I think he takes them very seriously. Ronnie always takes everything that he does very seriously.
The albums Heaven and Hell 1980 or Mob Rules 1981 all start off with a fast piece, whereas The Devil You Know begins with a slow 5 minutes lasting epic. Can you explain why?
Not really, I think because there was only two fast tracks on the album and we didn't want to sort of start with one and then put one. Ronnie put the actual track listing together. Mm-hmm. And I think these days it's not so important to have track listing because people are used to going to iTunes and making playlists so they can put them in what order they want to put them in. When we did those other three albums, you couldn't do your own playlist, you know, it was as the album or the CD came out, that's how you had to listen to it. But these days, people will buy a CD, record it, and then make their own playlists up. So we don't really put that much importance in the sequence anymore.
Is working together easier today in comparison to the past without having to pay any attention to your egos?
Yeah, I think it's a lot easier these days. I think we've all, we split up in the past over stupid little things, you know, and you forget about why you split up. And these days, we only plan stuff that, you know, we only plan so far. It's like when we got together, we said we were going to do a tour, and that would be it. Mm. And then we all enjoyed doing the tour, so then we said, let's do the album. We enjoyed doing that. And now we're doing this tour, and we're all getting on really good. You know, we give each other a lot of space. We understand each other a lot more, talk to each other a lot more. And we just all get on much, you know, much better now, I think, because, you know, the older you get, the more mellow you get. And it's good, we're having an enjoyable time. And it's like Ronnie's had his, has still got his solo thing. You know, he's still got Dio to go back to. I've got GZR that I do on, you know, my solo thing. Tony's got his solo thing. So we've all got other things, you know, apart from this that we can go back to as well.
It's better you work together.
Well, you don't feel pressurized, whereas in the past you were sort of, you were all thrown together. And we in the past we'd sort of come together and we hadn't got any songs written. Whereas this time we all knew that we had the material to make an album before we went in the studio. So, you know, it's much easier working that way.
The agenda of the present tour is rather packed, one concert after the other. On your website, I see the last day you was in Sweden.
Yeah.
And this day you started your tour in Germany here in Gießen. Are there any moments where you would say, okay, what's it?
Every
what
night.
Is the last, what is the last tour?
No, it's sort of, you just take it as it comes, you know. I mean, I know soon it'll be the, you know, I won't be able to do it anymore. But while I can still do it, I want to do it. And whilst people still want to hear it, I mean, when the day comes when nobody wants, you know, when you get three people at the gig or something, then you just give up, you know. And, or if I feel uncomfortable playing, then I'll stop doing it. But at the moment, I've been given a talent to do this, and you know, that's what I do in life.
Yeah. How was the feedback to your latest album?
It was surprisingly good, the feedback. I think it was one of the first albums that we've done that had good critical response. I mean, normally the critics hate everything that we do, but this one's had a generally good feedback. It's selling well, you know, it's selling steadily. Yeah, and we're really pleased with it.
And the name of the band, Heaven and Hell, derives from the album of the same name. How would you describe typical Dio sound from your personal point of view?
It's, I mean, Ronnie has got a very unique voice. He's well respected within the music business. You know, a lot of younger bands and younger singers always say that Ronnie is one of their favourite singers. And he's very professional. Everything that he does, he's a perfectionist. Mm. You know, when we were doing this album, he'd like come up with stuff that you wouldn't even think. You know, you'd think he'd finished a song, and then he'd go, well, what about putting this note there? And it's great, you know, to hear somebody that's that into his music. It's really good.
What other projects are already in your agenda for the time after the tour?
Yeah.
Will the next album be another Dio album?
We're just going to see what happens at this tour. I think we're probably going to have a break from it. You know, I think Ronnie wants to do a Dio album. I want to do another GZR album. Tony will probably do an album. You know, it's time for a break because it's been a very, very busy 2.5 years. You know, we haven't stopped. We've gone from a 9-month tour straight into the studio, straight back on tour, and just need a break for it.
It's fine. You are the bassist of the band. Have you got any famous idols?
I've always liked Paul McCartney. You mean on bass?
Yeah.
Bass? Yeah, Paul McCartney.
Another music?
I love the Beatles. I love the Cream, Hendrix. I like some of the jazz stuff, John Coltrane particularly. Pussycat Dolls.
Pussycat Dolls? Why? Why?
Nah. This is Lady Gaga. Oh, like bands like Coldplay, I think they're a good band. Just different stuff, really. They're like a lot of different kinds of stuff.
How do you reduce vocation, job, and family to common denominator?
Well, after being doing this for 40 years, it's
is a fact.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's you know, my children are used to it, my wife's used to it, and we've learned to divide the tours up so that we can always, you know, we're not constantly on the road. We usually do like about 4, 5, or 6 weeks and then have 3 or 4 weeks off, so yep. We all can all go home and refresh ourselves and, you know, see our families and stuff. Because otherwise it's just too hard, you know, if you're away from your family all the time. It's really hard. So the way we do it, we always know that you know, after 3 or 4 weeks we'll be going home for a break with the family.
Ivo, thank you for very much for this interview. I wish you a wonderful tour.
Thank you.
And all the best for the future.
Thank you very much.
With many new ideas, so that your fans will be spoiled by your music for many more years.
I hope so.
So also, best regards to Ronnie, Tony, and Winnie.
Okay, thanks. Yeah.